Denise and Vera Payne.
Lauren Mayhew, also known as Lolo Mayhew, is a highly established, extremely well-rounded musical talent with an international presence. She joins me today to speak about her latest track, Boys, and how she's managing her career through this pandemic. Thanks for joining me, Lauren.
Absolutely. It's so good to be here.
You have a long background in entertainment. What led you to DJing?
You know, it's crazy. I've been singing my whole life, and I started off in a girl band. I opened up for like Britney and sang Destiny's Child, 90 Degrees, got to do the Super Bowl, lots of cool stuff. And then dance music started calling my name, and so I started collaborating with DJs internationally and all over, where I'd be touring with them and performing with them as a singer on their tracks. And then I kind of started, you know, thinking, I was like, you know, every time I perform, I'm either, you know, performing with a band or a guitarist or another DJ. I always felt like I was relying on someone else to be able to perform. And I was like, you know, I'd really like to be able to take my own opportunities into my own hands. And I was like, I think I can do this DJing thing. So I just started learning. And the more that I learned, the more that I loved it and really just became, you know, obsessed with it. And, you know, now 5 years later, here I am playing some of the biggest nightclubs in Vegas and in New York and internationally. And so, you know, to me, it's just an obvious move. And I wish I had done it sooner.
Wow, you're like a one-stop shop here. You do it all. So, but do you produce as well?
I do not produce. So this song that is coming out tomorrow, Boys, is a song that I did with a dear friend. His name's Dave Schoenwetter, but his artist name's Invita. And he actually produced the track, and then I wrote the lyrics and the melodies. So a lot of people think that. They think that producing and being a DJ are kind of hand-in-hand. And it doesn't mean they can't go hand-in-hand, but they're actually very, very different skills. So there are some producers who don't know how to DJ, and there are a lot of DJs who don't know how to produce. I'm working on getting certified now in Pro Tools Avid to be a certified engineer. And from there, I really want to use those tools to be able to produce. But so far, I don't yet.
I know you've been in your own group. You had your own band. You've done a lot of stuff. Do you bring that into your sets, like any type of performance?
Oh, for sure. You know, it's always funny to me. People will say, oh, you know, the last DJ we had here just kind of sat there and played. I was like, well, that's definitely not my MO. I mean, I am dancing around the whole time. I'm getting the crowd involved. Yeah, I'm 100%, you know, performing. And to me, you know, anytime when you're on a stage, like, you know, there are eyeballs on you. So just because, you know, you're not aware of it necessarily at all times doesn't mean that you should be giving it your all. So, and also too, because I feel like as audience members, people kind of look to the DJ, and if you're having a great time, I honestly feel like it helps them have a better time too. It's kind of like feeding off of each other's energy, if you will.
Yeah, that is a good point. You know, when it comes to experimentation, do you do that with your DJing? Like, is it more freedom here than it was into like singing?
I do experiment for sure. I'm always making mashups, doing, you know, I always try to stay true to myself and, you know, create songs really mainly that I love and that I like to hear and play, because, you know, if you're playing a couple hours every night, you definitely want to be playing music that you love. But one way that I kind of experiment and something that's a little bit unique for me is that as a vocalist, I'm also able to bring vocals into my live performances. So when it's appropriate for certain gigs, I also will like infuse certain medleys where I can actually sing vocals and things like that over it, which has, you know, gotten really great response.
So tell me about your latest track, Boys.
So it was actually inspired by Tiesto's Boom, which, like, during quarantine, you know, I think all of us, well, you know, most of the places around the U.S. are still closed. Florida, fortunately, is a little bit more open than most, mainly because we have so many outdoor venues. But during quarantine, I was really missing, you know, just the vibe from, you know, a live crowd. And I always loved how that song hit when the drop came in whenever I was performing it. So when I came to Dave, when I came to Invita, I said, you know, I want to do something that kind of is inspired by this, that has that same sort of feel and that same sort of drop capability for people to really just lose their minds, if you will, at peak hour is what we call it, when, you know, the majority of the club is there and it's really going off. So that was the initial thought process behind the track itself. And then the lyrics just kind of came. I just started singing some random stuff. And sometimes I was like, you know, it's just those simplest of phrases that are what kind of get stuck in your head. So yeah, that's how it came to be.
I like boys, little black dress that's brand new. Nah, 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 nah. Lipstick stains, high heel shoes. Nah, 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 nah. Champagne flutes, raise them high. Nah, 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 nah. All the other girls go bye, bye, bye. Nah, 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 nah. I like boys. Boys.
We reign out here in West LA. Cause all we do is play. So bottoms up, let's drink the night away.
What's it like to have NVIDIA on the track?
He is one of my dearest friends, and we've done tracks together before. We work really well together. We're super collaborative. All ideas are good ideas, and, you know, we just keep working on it until we get it right. So I appreciate that about him. You know, it's always nicer when you not only have a good working relationship with someone, but also a great friendship with someone. So it doesn't even feel like you're working. So, I mean, this whole track experience of creating it from beginning to end was just so much fun. So I really feel fortunate for that.
So how have you been navigating your career through this pandemic?
You know, I think just with anyone, not just with entertainment, but, you know, this pandemic has forced a lot of people to pivot. And if you don't pivot, you've kind of died in this situation. It's really hard. You know, it's hard for everyone, but especially for live performers since so much is closed down. But, you know, I turned to creating. I started writing a ton more music. I was, you know, working with a bunch of different DJs so that when, you know, things did start going back to normal, I'd have a slew of music to be able to release kind of one after another, which is what I really wanted to focus on anyway. Because when I first got to New York, my first thing that I focused on was really the live performance factor. I was wanting to perform at the biggest and best nightclubs in all of New York City. And I was lucky enough within the first couple months of being there to snag residencies at all of those places, at Marquee, at Lavo, at Profundo, at Hotel Chantel, like basically all of the biggest venues. So, you know, it was already kind of on the forefront of my mind that I really wanted to focus on creating new music anyway. So that's something that I just kind of took and ran with. And I mentioned before about working in Pro Tools and trying to become Avid Pro Tools certified as an engineer. And that's something that I actually have also been doing the last couple months throughout quarantine as well. So just finding ways to better yourself, finding ways that will ultimately help your end goal and your craft are super important. So I've been doing that. And then a ton of virtual live streams. They are alive and well. And it definitely is a little bit of a, I don't know, a transition, if you will, to kind of get used to them because you don't really get to see people's faces or if they're dancing or if they're liking what you're doing. So that's a little weird, but I've really started enjoying them. And, you know, I have my whole setup and everything in front of my pool, like at home. And so that's pretty fun. I've started to really enjoy that.
So what can we expect from you in the near future?
So coming up, I am definitely working on new music. I'm actually working with an awesome DJ duo from Brazil named Sub. I was just actually talking to them today via WhatsApp about a new track that we're working on. So that'll be hopefully coming out in the next few months. It's not finalized yet, so it still has a little bit of a ways to go. But in addition to that, I'm also working on the second season of Trolltopia, which is a little bit of, you know, a venture from my music stuff, but still somewhat related because I actually do sing in the show, which is cool. So Trolltopia season one is out now on Hulu, and the second season, I actually don't know when it's coming out yet. There's not a release date, but we're working on it currently in the studio. So that's been a lot of fun with DreamWorks.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Yeah, for sure. I would love that. So I'm actually really good about keeping in touch with people. If you're a musician or if you're a brand and you want to collaborate or if you're a singer or whatever, feel free to DM me on Instagram. I'm Lolo Mayhew. I check all of my DMs personally, so I will get back. And if it's a cool idea, I'm usually pretty down for out of the box sort of thinking. So don't be shy. And then it's Lolo Mayhew or Lauren Mayhew on every single platform. So any platform that you're on, if you type that in, I should pop up. And yeah, I love keeping in touch with everyone. So please do.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more?
Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapain.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.